This is the Chorus Call operator. We would like to start now with the Q&A session. Good evening. I have a question relating to the sequential improvement of the margin we've seen in the first semester, relation to the second half of 2014. We've seen a 9.2% margin of EBIT, where the exit value was closer to 8 and then towards the end of the year. I would like to know whether there is an idea of the mix and remarks explaining this. Since you have kept a 9% objective, as far as the fund is concerned, I would like to hear whether details on the management of this fund on the objective and on the valorization of your assets compared to the book value, which we know is between 500 million and 600 million, giving an idea of which assets could be of more value. I can answer your questions. These are multiple questions, so I'm going to select the ones I'm going to answer, and they are the ones I'm not going to answer. I talked about oscillation. We cannot compare the quarters. We talked about fluctuations before. There is no way to compare quarters. It's meaningless in the assessment of in business cycles. There are elements which can be foreseen, but there are some fluctuations. What I expect is to have received questions which faced with such a much more meaningful variation. We are faced with income statements where the revenues have increased by 10% in a quarter, at least production revenues, which have increased by 12%. Then you have an EBIT margin which has grown by 9%. It is an indication of 9% as a target. It's an indication which is a kind of guidance as to the whole fiscal year. Had it gone down to 5, I would have thought, or I would have thought of meaningful changes. Might be in the second quarter we reach 9.5%. I cannot know that because it will depend on the closings. We have a system which evaluates and assess in an effective way the physical progress of projects, and margins are constantly checked and verified because we have a group of 20 more people who are working on this. There are small changes and variations of many big projects which might have changes in there. The trend is pretty well, and the profitability is not that weird. It has grown by 10%. It's changes which are kind of normal and regular for a group like ours. In terms of details of the management, I cannot talk about that because we're still bound, nor can I mention the name of the placement of agents because we are bound to confidentiality. The only thing I can say, it's an independent placement agent. We are going to have approximately 12 people who are going to start working. They're going to start working, like 7 or 8 members of the team who are going to do the placement. This will be further increased. As to the targets of the fund is not only aimed at our portfolio. Mainly, the first part of the operation refers to the purchase and then placement of shares relating to 9 or 10 projects in the initial stage, and then it's going to have some availability. We'll move to a further capital increase and operations to be followed to be independent of the market, to be on the independent market. What I can tell you is that the strategy of the fund provides for rebalancing of setting as of the second year to be able to compete, to acquire projects which rebalance infrastructure with energy, which is the main market of interest, in particular in European and Chilean marketplace, because places, because we have an interest also on the Chilean marketplace. The fund will be managed by people who are international specialists. they are going to be mainly foreigners. I cannot mention their names because I'm bound by confidentiality. As to valorization, I cannot give you that. We're working. We don't have it yet. It's referring to book values, which are approximately 500 million, with, in some cases, considerable capital gains connected to the nature of the NAS assets themselves, which have a very low risk levels, because basically paid back through the availability fee. This is mostly related to the healthcare construction, but it's also true for the Turkish highways. They have a very relevant upside because the whole commercial activities are connected to development of the gas stations or other service types are not included yet, but they will be included in the future. Next question is by Francesco Sana by Banca Akros. Good afternoon. I have a question. The line of the outcomes of equity interest, which is 10 million one. I would like to know what made up this figure, considering the strong increase year on year. Is there any specific equity what? One thing relating to the previous question, which I probably forgot. In the previous business plan, I forgot to mention, we had sensitivity calculation. If you take the sensitivity, it was very conservative. It was considering only four or five assets, and now we are considering 9 and 10. Just to be clear, on page 21 of the previous presentation of the previous business plan, the other question, these 10 million refer to the economic results of the third Bosphorus bridge, Gedze İzmir hydroelectric plant in Chile, and the hospitals in Tuscany. They start producing. They are due to the higher return on invested capital versus the closing situations, productivity of the facilities. It's a bit of that gain which is about to be included in the income statement. If you look at the fourth quarter last year, it's approximately 20 million. That's why I repeat, it's kind of limiting to assess our group by quarters. Thank you. Next question is by Alessandro Tortora by Mediobanca. Good afternoon. I have three questions. The first is in the indication of debt for this year. I seem to understand that the idea that we are going to have a slightly lower level than what we've seen on the first quarter. I don't know whether the chart is detailed or not, but I'd like to understand, in terms of the core business and in terms of construction, whether the chart is correct. Why do you expect a debt which is growing in the construction sector? Is it connected to specific dynamics? And the second question is related to the concessions which are going to be included in the valorization process. Quattro Holding is part of this portfolio, or is it going to be done separately? And then I have a question relating to the commercial prospects at level of intake. You spoke of Indonesia before. I would like to understand what type of infrastructures are you focusing on. Is it in the energy sector? Is it in the transport infrastructure? Thanks. It's actually not three questions, it's 10 questions. the chart on page 15 of the increasing debt in construction is just a mistake in the chart. That's not the case. We don't think that we are increasing the construction debt. On the contrary, the construction side is producing cash flow, and we've proven this the past fiscal year. If you split it by quarters, it goes in a cyclical way, produces cash flow in a considerable way because we further increase our ability of self-financing. The second concession is on concessions. When I said 9 or 10, it's the A4 projects which are concluded or not. We are going to evaluate that according to the market conditions in an opportunistic way. So we have partners we're talking to. I don't see any problems there. The A4 is part of this project, so we are going to evaluate on the basis of opportunities. It is true, it's the only, as we already said, always said, it's the only private asset in the Italian highway sector which is of interest and where it is possible to carry out a market operation. As to the new orders, I didn't get your question. Indonesia is a country we're interested in. We've already been there in the past. We built a dam, if I'm not mistaken. This is a hydroelectric project as well, which is financed by the World Bank. It's of great interest. We are one of the first few, four or five, or seven or eight worldwide at level of this sector, and we are working in partnership with Dailin, with which we are developing a project to work together. Just a follow-up on this. Is there any update as to the Russian project you spoke last year to have an idea of how things are developing there for you? We signed a contract. We have not yet communicated it because certain things need to be completed, but the contract has been, there is an intake in terms of this contract. We will issue the communicate when everything will be completed, as it is always the case. Clearly, this social, political troubles have certainly not speeded up, but on the contrary, have delayed the process. Anyway, we are not even continuing negotiations because the pre-contract has already been signed. We're still just waiting for the final okay to start. It's a contract which is equal to 600 million for our part, for our share. Just to remind you all of this, we already said that it's a concession, so our customer is VTB, Vinci. So the closing of the project required more time. For us, it's a pure EPC. Thank you. Thank you. Next question by Giuseppe Puglisi by Intermonte. Good afternoon. I have two questions. The first one, in the last 2 years since the end of first quarter, towards the end of the year, you've on average produced 200 million cash flow. Why should this year be different? What is increasing, the capex, or there is a different dynamics in terms of working capital? The second question is more of a strategic type. Once you have created the fund, so there is a meaningful reduction or even a complete elimination of the net financial position. Are we going to expect Astaldi doing acquisitions or Astaldi trying to invest more organically or Astaldi which decides to distribute the cash flow? Here two multiple questions. The debt, nothing is going to change. It's just a forecast. What happened last year is what we are trying to replicate, but the target is of a conservative type. It's a slightly lower target than lower. It's slightly lower than the peak we have recorded in this quarter. We are very confident. Projects are in a critical path. So by 2015, we have to complete them. From production viewpoint, you can imagine the startup of a highway is not something that you do in a couple of weeks. It takes months in 2016 to be devoted to the startup beginning. I couldn't hear very well, so I'm going to ask them to repeat the questions to me. The only thing I can say is not distribution or location distribution to shareholders, because we have a very balanced structure, so almost very reduced. It's 1 billion in net equity and almost zero debt. So the company is going to have an expansion cycle, both in term investments and potentials to be on the market. So you're not excluding acquisitions. We'll see. We are constantly on the market. The right moments to enter the market. So the company will prove then that it has used the leverage in a constructive way and has created a lot of value for shareholders. So we already done, for instance, the Quadrilatero, the acquisition of the or the intake of Quadrilatero is part of this. We have a lot of opportunities today for us to acquire portfolios of companies, not even our companies, but just works which have potential for further development, which can be of interest for our company, for our group. Thank you. Next question from the conference in English is by Peter Stellens from Henderson Global Investors.
Hi, thanks for the call. I was just wondering if you could break down the book value of assets between the first group of assets that you're planning to sell, the second group of assets, and any assets you're planning to potentially keep. And then a second question would be if there's any update on the situation in Venezuela.
As I told you before, so I cannot disclose at this stage the breakdown of the deal, the transaction, because we have a strong NDA, a strong confidential agreement. But you can find all the detailed information in our financial statements, notes to the financial statements that in the short term will be available on our website. If you want to have a more informed, please have a look at this information, and after we can get in touch, or if you want, we can provide more information to you.
Okay.
Venezuela. So we are continuing to receive small payments. Let's say, as you know, we have a 260 million euro in terms of receivable. We received 6-7 million euro of payment in this quarter. This was the reason the amount was very low. We didn't disclose, but I can tell you that the link with the local government is continuous, and so we are continuing to improve our actions in order to receive additional payments, and we are going to receive additional payments due to the fact that it's included in the balance sheet of the state, in the budget of the state. As you know, we stopped the production, and so our main target is to reduce our exposure from Venezuela, but it represented for 95% approximately in hard currency. So we are not exposed substantially to the fluctuation of the local currency. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
Next question from the conference in English is by Jason Laker from Deutsche Bank.
Hi there. I've got two questions, please. In the 2014 business plan, you talk about the 2015 expected concession investments. There's a number of $239 million in 2015 in equity investment, and then $135 million negative in semi-equity. And I wanted to know if you confirm those numbers or if those numbers have changed.
Sorry, let me tell you that the previous business plan, so we presented 1 year ago, more or less, included. Just a second. So just to review the numbers, just a second. So I can tell you that more or less are in line. Let's review the numbers if you want to have the final. You can get in touch with the investor relation in order to receive the confirmation. But in general terms, yes. What I can, it's important to point out that I'm looking page 42 of the presentation, equity and semi-equity in of the presentation of the previous business plan. The total amount of the investment to be done in a period in up until 2018 were 463. And it's important to point out that the main part of the investment, this amount is going to be reduced in the new business plan due to the refinancing process of the Gebze-Izmir motorway. Up until this moment, starting from 1st of January 16, will be not necessary to inject more equity that we have put up until that moment. And so that amount will reduce approximately 163 million. Is more or less in the range of 300 million euro.
Okay, so from 300 million down to 160.
It's a 400. The total amount of the investment to be done up until that moment, up until 2018, was 463. This amount has to be reduced of 163 down to 300.
I see.
So okay. We need less money, let's say, to complete the investment. Okay?
Okay, I understand. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question from the conference in Italian is by Matteo Bonizzone from Kepler Cheuvreux. Mr. Bonizzone, you can ask your question. I'd just like to have a detail in terms of the contribution of concessions to the first quarter. You had a considerable contribution, approximately 10 million. Do you have an idea of what is going to be the contribution over the year to the net profit? This amount stems from the evaluation of the higher return on investment in terms of various projects. So it's not possible to make these calculations last year, the last quarters, 28 million. I cannot guarantee it's going to be 10 million by four quarters. I would say approximately 30 million like last year. But these are the first the beginning of the increase in terms of gains because the cash flow coming from this project has a curve which is growing in a very important way as of 2019. The whole project I'm talking about now is going to start paying dividends as of 2017 with a cash yield going from 5 through 13, 14, 15. So it's a considerable progression. Thank you. Mr. Cherry, we don't have further questions. So thank you all and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.